Well, hello there. Welcome to episode 356 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, and we're reading through the Bible on three tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament, and track three is the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day we read from one of those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today is a track 3 day, and we're going to finish the book of Job with a reading of chapter 42, which will also complete our reading of the books of poetry and wisdom. As I mentioned yesterday, there are only 8 more New Testament books, and only one of those has more than 5 chapters, the book of Revelation. In about 7 weeks, we'll finish the New Testament. Of course, the Old Testament is much longer than the New. So I'd like to ask you what you would like to do as we move on. We can just start the New Testament and the books of poetry and wisdom over again as we continue through the Old Testament, or I can read a portion of the Old Testament every day and one chapter of the New Testament or one from the books of poetry and wisdom, or something else. Let me know. Send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com and let me know your preference. How would you like to see us move forward? This week our translation is the Contemporary English Version. Let's get started. Job chapter 42. Job said, "No one can oppose you, because you have the power to do what is right. You asked why I talk so much when I know so little. I've talked about things that are far beyond my understanding. You told me to listen and answer your questions. I heard about you from others. Now I've seen you with my own eyes. That's why I hate myself and sit here in dust and ashes to show my sorrow." The Lord said to Eliphaz, "What my servant Job has said about me is true, but I'm angry with you and your two friends for not telling the truth. So I want you to go over to Job and offer 7 bulls and 7 goats on an altar as a sacrifice to please me. After this, Job will pray, and I will agree not to punish you for your foolishness." Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar obeyed the Lord, and he answered Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his 3 friends, the Lord made Job twice as rich as he had been before. Then Job gave a feast for his brothers and sisters and for his old friends. They expressed their sorrow for the suffering the Lord had brought on him, and they each gave Job some silver and a gold ring. The Lord now blessed Job more than ever. He gave him 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 pairs of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. In addition to 7 sons, Job had 3 daughters, whose names were Jemima, Keziah, and Karen Hapik. They were the most beautiful women in that part of the world, and Job gave them shares of his property along with their brothers. Job lived for another 140 years, long enough to see his great-grandchildren have children of their own, and when he finally died, he was very old. May God bless the reading of His Word. Alexander McLaren wrote in his Expositions of Holy Scripture these words, "The close of the book of Job must be taken in connection with its prologue in order to get the full view of its solution of the mystery of pain and suffering. Indeed, the prologue is more completely the solution than the ending, for it shows the purpose of Job's trials as being not his punishment, but his testing. So we have the grim thing lighted up, as it were, at the two ends. Suffering comes with a mission of trying what stuff a man is made of, and it leads to a closer knowledge of God, which is blessed, to lowlier self-esteem, which is also blessed, and to renewed outward blessings, which hide the old scars and gladden the tortured heart." I love that. As gold is purified by fire, so a good man is tested and purified by trial. Was it unjust for God to allow Satan to test Job? We look at the miserable and painful events that came to Job and we feel pity for him. We think, how could a loving God allow this? But God had the end in mind even before the enemy ever thought of attacking him. God knew the heart of Job. He knew that Job was a good man. He said to Satan, "Have you seen my servant Job?" My servant. God knew that Job loved him. and would continue to do so even if everything was taken away from him. And he knew that in testing Job, Job would come to love and trust him even more. I'm quite sure that if we could ask Job today if he regretted going through that trial, his answer would be a resounding no. If you belong to God, if you have given your heart to Him, if you have trusted Jesus and asked Him to be your Lord and Savior, don't ever believe the lie that God is angry at you if you're going through hard times. He uses the fire to purify you and bring you into a more intimate relationship with Him. And I'm not just talking theory here, my friend. I'm talking from experience. My wife and I have had many heartbreaking and painful events come into our lives over the last several years. And I'm here to tell you that both of us are closer to each other and closer to God than we have ever been. Our faith has been strengthened, and we have a much sweeter and richer understanding of the love and power and faithfulness of God than we ever did before. Would I want to sacrifice that so that we could have had a more comfortable life the last several years? No way. Not on your life. The book of Job is one of the greatest gifts God ever gave to us, and I will be forever grateful to Him for it. I hope you've gained more of an appreciation for this book as we've read through it, and that you will be encouraged if you are now going through the fire or when you are tested by our Heavenly Father. Twice in the first two chapters, God referred to my servant Job, and then four times in just two verses in the final chapter. I pray that God will say the same about you and will say when you meet Him face to face, "Well done, good and faithful servant." What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 356.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Tomorrow we'll begin the New Testament book of James. Hope you'll be here for that. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. It's been an honor. Bye.